Herit Dow's paintings are perhaps most remarkable for the astonishing skill with which they're painted. As you will have seen, we've used this ravishing little painting on our poster, and even blown up 10 times, its individual brushstrokes remain invisible. But this painting also begs some questions about what's going on, and who better to ask about this than the cook and writer, as seen on TV, Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall.
Well, the first thing to say about this picture is that I like it. And I like it because it's about food. And one of the reasons I like it is because it poses a bit of a puzzle about food, which is, what is this woman doing in her kitchen or scullery? I've seen lots of historical pictures of cooking, and you can usually work out what the culinary plan is. And one of the teases for me about this picture is it's actually rather hard to get to grips with what her culinary plan is. She's got this enormous vessel, which is almost certainly made of wood, but she's chopping a huge quantity of onions, more than I've ever chopped for a recipe, even when I've been cooking fairly catering-sized portions. So I'm immediately drawn to think, well, if she's chopping onions in such large quantities with her head right over the dish, why isn't she crying? There should be tears rolling down her cheek. Onions vary a lot in the amount that they make you cry, but I only have to cut one or two, and I'm quite often streaming with tears. But there's quite a lot of other things going on in the picture. There's a sort of cherubic little boy holding up a little ball, and it might be that he's her son. And in that sense, he reminds me slightly of myself, because I would get under my mother's skirts, as it were, and annoy her a little bit when she was cooking. And that's what he seems to be doing here, distracting her. And she's got a slightly weary look. She's looking straight out of the picture at the viewer. And her eyes seem to be saying, even if she's not crying from the onions, they do seem to be saying, I've slightly had enough of this. And I've slightly had enough of him and his ball, which is getting in my way. And the other thing that interests me, of course, is the livestock, or rather the dead stock, the chicken hanging from a hook, which, of course, immediately raises the possibility that she's going to be cooking a chicken dish with a lot of onions in it. If she is going to cook the chicken with the onions, that there are two sort of slight problems for me as a cook. One is that she seems to have prepared far more onions than would be necessary, however oniony you wanted your chicken to be. And the other thing is she hasn't got round to plucking the chicken yet. It looks more sort of freshly killed than ready for the pot. And I would have thought that would be an odd order to do things in. That does leave the question of what she's actually planning to do with the onions completely unanswered. You know, maybe she's going to sweat them down with some lovely butter until they're very sweet and golden and caramelised. And they will have reduced in volume a lot by then. And perhaps at that point, the jointed chicken goes in and she starts to make a lovely oniony casserole or something like that. But that's wild speculation, and there's no way of telling where she's heading with this dish.